With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
One of two children wounded in a shooting at a South Jersey high school football game last night remains in the hospital. The second boy is treated and released with a graze wound. A third person, a 27-year-old man, is also in critical condition, and one of six men charged in connection with the shooting. KYW's John McDevitt has the latest.
It was in the third quarter. Camden High School was leading Pleasantville High School when shots were fired in the stands. The crowd panicked, scattering in all directions. High school student Isaiah Green was sitting on Camden's side.
I was kind of like closer to the bleacher, so I kind of just like got under them. But then people, it was just chaos like for about like 10, 15 minutes.
The Atlanta County prosecutor is charging 31-year-old Albin Wyatt with three counts of attempted murder, along with weapons charges. Officials say he targeted 27-year-old Ibn Abdullah, who was wounded and also arrested for unlawful possession of a handgun. Four other men were also charged. Captain Matt Hartman is with the Pleasantville Police Department.
During that shooting incident, two juveniles were also struck. They will not obviously be identified at this time. The one juvenile was struck in the neck and was very critically injured and is at Cooper Hospital Trauma under the care of physicians from the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. The other male, a 15-year-old male, was injured by a graze wound.
Police say at this point the shooting does not appear to be linked to the football game or the school. The playoff game is scheduled to resume on Tuesday at an undisclosed location. Spectators will not be permitted to attend. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio.